Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Turning obedience and giving. How many times have we not obeyed what we know is right, but we wrestle and we fight with it in spite of? As believers, we know that God gave us and this world a love gift. And it is recorded in John 3:16, for it says, "So God so agape loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, inclusive, shall not perish, but have everlasting life." And what this tells us is that God is a giving God. God has decreed what our responsibility should be to him. And it has never been based on his needs, but it has been based on his desire to see if we are willing to obey him. There's that word again. It has been based on our willingness to obey him. Many of us are blessed. We are blessed because God loves us in spite of the fact that we sometimes don't look like him. Are we obeying what God has said? Forgiving is defined as to grant or to bestow by formal action. Yes, to grant or bestow by formal action. What actions have each and every one of us taken this year that God has honored? And is God pleased with the action that we have rendered? Have I first been faithful? Have I been committed? And finally, have I been consistent in my giving? Let's rewind it. Have I been first faithful? Have I been committed? And finally, have I been consistent in my giving? For my faithful giving is when we give in spite of our circumstances. But there are all types of giving, my brothers and sisters. Alms. Alms is anything given to relieve the poor. Yeah, yeah. It could be money, food, clothing, or shelter. God expects us to look for the needs of the less fortunate and fulfill them as he leads us by the Holy Spirit. Building some money into your budget so that you can be a blessing as God bring needs to your attention. Matthew 6, 1 through 4. Tithes. Tithes. Abraham tithed before the law and Moses penned it in the law. Jesus commended it in the New Testament. You should tithe. The tithe is 10% of your increase. The tithe belongs to God. If the truth be known, everything we are and have belong to God. He allowed us to keep most of the increase, but the tithe is not ours. We get the privilege of returning the tithes to God in our church. And then God is so supernaturally allowing us to write it off at income tax time. Each of us are blessed or cursed based on our obedience to returning the tithe. Many Christians don't trust God enough to give the tithe. And this is because of a lack of faith. God will enable you to do more with 90% of your income after you tithe than you can do with 100% of your income. So many times we want to hold on to that 100%. Let me slip a dollar. We want to hold on to 100% of our income. And God has said you can do more with 90% than you can with 100%. Leviticus 27:30. Read it at your own convenience. Then offering. Hello? An offering is anything given over and above the tithe. Oh, you missed it. An offering is anything given over, everybody say over. Over and above the tithe. You got a first tithe to give an offering. Oh, I'm just going to give an offering. An offering is a free will gift. God does not set the amount, but he does command that you give something. Give to the mission, a gift to the building fund. Exodus 35:5. This is God's word, not mine. Then grace. Grace giving is a goal for the Christian. Grace giving is when God supernaturally enables you to give beyond your power. You've heard me say on many occasions, I made a vow to the Lord that I was going to give $1,000 because I would always put $25 a week in my pocket and I would just cavalierly spend it or hold it or do whatever I wanted to do with it. And I just said, well, I could take that $25 and by the end of the month, I have 100. By the end of the year, I can do 1,000. And I made a vow to the Lord that I would give him $1,000 and I made that vow to the Lord and I paid that $1,000, and the church had a need at the end of the year. And that need was that they had to pay the insurance on the church. And the $1,000 that I gave to the church allowed them to pay $700 on the insurance policy. They kept the church doors open. Why did I do that? Because God had placed on my heart to do this for him. And because I was obedient to God, God turned around and said, okay, I'm not going to allow you to give more to me than I'll give to you. And that $1,000 came back to me $3,000 by the end of the year. So I know what God will do. I'm not just saying this to make you say that, hey, I need to do more. I'm saying what I know God will do. See, what God does is that God looks at us and he said, I need you to be more faithful in everything that you do because I'm about to pour you out a blessing. You alone can't get it on your own, but if you are obedient to what I say, you will get more than enough to supply and meet your every need. Yes, did he not supply the children of Israel when they were in the wilderness? The same God that helped the children of Israel is the same God who will supply each and every one of our needs. I can go back to the time when we were growing up as children, when we didn't have anything, but somehow something came supernaturally that provided for us. That was the Lord. Our nickels and dimes in the 50s became hundreds of thousands of dollars in the 90s. Why? Because we were faithful to the Lord. Grace giving. The Macedonians were able to give by grace in spite of deep poverty and great affliction. Sometimes we as believers will look at our budget and we try to decide what we can afford to give. 2 Corinthians 9:7-9. Every man accordingly as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. If we are faithful in our giving, the Lord will be faithful in his blessing. Secondly, are we committed to give? Let's look back at where God has brought us from. Think back over what you had as a child and what you have today. Jobs, homes, cars, more than enough. We got two refrigerators. You got to keep one outside. I know because I got one out there. I remember trying to get a job. I remember living in a house with a leaky roof. No heat in the house. I used to sit on the top of the chair just to try to get warm. I remember walking to school in the cold with, you know, the same clothes on every day. And now our kids got two or three change of clothes that they do in a day. And back in the day, I wore the same pair of shoes until I wore them out. And sometimes it had a little hole in the bottom. And back in the day, we could go to the shoe repairman and he would put another sole on and we keep walking. I remember being hungry. I remember not having more than enough. But I see today what God has done for me, and I thank him for what he has given me. That job that Procter & Gamble put me in wasn't an accident. When I went over there trying to get that job back in the 70s, they weren't even hiring folks with my color. It was only 9 of us in the entire plant when I got hired. And the personnel lady said, "We're not even hiring now." But watch how God works. In 3 days, I was hired full time at Procter & Gamble. And I stayed there for 31 years. They paid for every degree that I got. My master's, my second master's, and even some doctoral work, Procter & Gamble paid for it. And I left there with a whole bunch of money. When you are faithful to the Lord will be faithful to you. Because everything we have belongs to him. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. And when you commit it to the Lord is committed to you. I know what he has done. I committed in giving. And when we are committed to giving, it sends a message that our faith is at work. It states that we are trusting and believing in what God has said. And the Lord is asking, do you trust me? Do you trust me enough to give? Because there may come a time, and there will come a time, when God may allow a testing of our faith in order to strengthen and enrich our faith. He may allow it to happen. Have you considered my servant Job?
Yeah, yeah.
He will allow things to come, but he knows what he has placed in you. And when you have been wrapped up and you have a personal, unique relationship with the Lord, he has already equipped you for the battle. This battle isn't yours.
Yeah.
It's the Lord. And so when the enemy tries to take you down and take you out, the Lord is simply saying, this is just a test. And when the enemy thinks that he has gotten you down and knocked you to your knees and you start calling out, Lord, have mercy, that is a powerful prayer. Because the Lord God that we serve is full of mercy and grace. God's mercy is being everlasting, extended to each and every one of us. And because his mercy endures forever, when we call upon the name of the Lord takes notice of what's going on because he's an omniscient God. He's all-knowing. He knows our circumstances as well as our condition. And when we call upon the Lord, when the enemy think he got us at the end of the rope, the Lord said, no, he's just getting started, and that enemy just have to move out. And it baffles the enemy because the enemy said, how in the world did he get through this? He should be crying. But the Lord says, I'll wipe.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries.
We pray something said today has encouraged you in